Module 3, Common M-Learning Devices. The idea of M-Learning has rapidly grown since its introduction in the late 1980s. This is greatly due to the types of mobile devices that have come available and have replaced the large format desktop computers. In today's society, since people are mobile, they have mobile devices that keep them connected wherever they go. Mobile phones. Mobile phones, also known as cellular phones or cell phones, were first commercially available in 1983 and weighed over 4 pounds. Since then, the market for cellular phones has grown to over 7 billion users in 2014, making the mobile phone a common household device and almost a necessity. Mobile phones have advanced into what we know as smartphones, which is a phone that allows for photography, gaming, downloading applications or apps, and browser capabilities along with a standard making-receiving phone calls and text messaging. These smartphones allow for users to participate in M-Learning because they allow for websites to be loaded through the browser, or allow the user to download an app that has the information already stored within it. Since mobile phones go wherever the learner goes, they're a great tool to access M-Learning at any time. Tablets. A tablet computer, simply known as a tablet, is a mobile computer in a single portable unit and always features a touchscreen display. Tablets often include sensory equipment such as photo cameras, microphones, and battery life. They do not often include a physical keyboard or mouse, but can be added on as a separate piece of hardware if desired. Starting at 8 inches long, tablets are larger than mobile phones and PDAs, but still smaller and more portable than a laptop or network computer. Tablets have many of the same capabilities as laptop computers, as well as mobile phones, including web browsing, mobile apps, and even various document software, such as Microsoft Word or Keynote. Tablets work best for some people because they have large screens that allow better viewing and allow access to both application and direct websites in a convenient portable format. Notebook computers. Notebook computers, also known as laptops or portable computers, are computers that have the well-known clamshell structure featuring a screen and a full keyboard. Notebooks were made to be a portable computer that the user can take with them and still have the same capabilities as a full desktop computer. Even though notebooks started out as small units and were only considered for specialized fields, they have developed into the more powerful and modernized machines they are today. Notebooks are becoming as common as mobile phones and are a great tool for M-Learning because of its abilities to perform any function a desktop computer can. Notebook allows the user to sign onto websites, download, upload content, and even view supplemental DVDs or CD-ROMs. Smaller, more compact notebooks, known as netbooks, can offer another way for the user to access M-Learning. Netbooks can perform almost all of the same functions as a full notebook, such as web browsing, video content, downloads, and using search engines. Due to its size, the netbook does not offer many input devices such as CD-DVD player or even many USB ports. Netbooks are great for simple information access but do not work well if additional information will need to be added from the exterior. Personal Digital Assistants, PDAs. Personal Digital Assistants or Personal Data Assistant are a brand of mobile devices that function as an information manager, both personal and professional. The main use for PDAs is for a person to keep track of their needed information, such as contacts, calendars, schedules, videos, and music. They typically have a touch screen that can be maneuvered with a stylus pen or pointer. In more recent years, PDAs have been equipped to access the internet, allowing the user to visit web pages, watch videos, or download content. In regards to M-Learning, PDAs work in a similar manner to the mobile phone, in which the user can take the educational material with them wherever they go. Many companies use PDAs to allow employees to access M-Learning and training while controlling their access to unauthorized information or sites. Unfortunately, PDA use has steadily declined over the past few years due to the increased use of smartphones and their increased capabilities. Case study. Angela has just signed up for a work training session and her manager has informed her that she is able to take the training through the company's M-Learning course. "But I've never done something like that before," Angela said. Her manager, Andrew, told Angela that she had a variety of ways she could complete the training. He explained that she could use any mobile device such as a laptop or even her smartphone. He asked what devices she had available in her office and if she could take any of them with her when she left the office. Angela said she had a tablet assigned to her for use when she started with the company. "Great, you can use that tablet to complete your M-Learning when you have some spare time. Now let me show you how to get started," Andrew told her. After Angela determined what device she would use for her M-Learning, Andrew helped her find the information she would need and how to access the company website to begin training.